I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. In just a few hours, Graves County, Kentucky will be the epicenter of the state's political arena. We're talking, of course, about the annual Fancy Farm Picnic. And here with a preview is our own political blogger, Ken Kurtz, to talk about what he's expecting to see today. Good day to you, Ken.
Good day, Alan.
All right, so obviously we will have Mitch McConnell and Allison Lundergan Grimes. The two camps have not agreed to debate each other. So what we're going to have here is the first opportunity for them to actually share the stage.
And that's good. And I wish I were more sanguine about the prospects of a debate, but I'm not. If the two of them come out of Fancy Farms feeling good about their presentations there, it increases the chance for a debate, but I'm not holding my breath.
This is going to be a raucous affair, even though the folks at Fancy Farm have tried to get the word out that we want you to dial it down. This is a very divisive U.S. Senate race with an awful lot at stake. Talk about that.
Yes, it's gotten too raucous the last couple of years, and the Fancy Farm sponsors have genuinely tried to dial it down, because it's what the people say, not what the supporters are doing out in the crowd. We want to know where these potential Senate members stand on a number of issues. And this is one of the chances for the voters of the Commonwealth to hear it. And if they're drowned out by a chorus, which they have been in many times the last couple of years, that's not good. That's not a debate. That's almost a hog calling contest. And that's a bad idea. We need to listen. We need to hear what they say so that we can reflect on whether this person or that person is the candidate we want to represent the Commonwealth for the next 6 years. I hope the supporters recognize that. I would hope the candidates would try to shush their supporters because only if one candidate gets the message out can they also say, okay, now, in all honesty, you need to listen to my opponent. I need to listen to my opponent because I want to take a few excerpts for my next TV ad, and I don't want them drowned out. So there's some practical reasons for doing it, too. But the theoretical reason is that democracy works best when the voters understand where the candidates stand. Well, let's hope Fancy Farm gives us an opportunity for understanding that this year. It has not always been true in the recent past.
Now, it has been said that both camps and both campaigns have very little to gain, but an awful lot to lose based on what's going to happen later today.
I would agree. Grimes is not that well known statewide. She has the most to lose. She's up against an experienced campaigner, the incumbent, Senator McConnell. If she presents herself well, doesn't even have to win, however that's decided. But if she presents herself well, she enhances her stock. If she does poorly, it could set back the campaign quite a bit. If McConnell falters, which he doesn't often do, but he's made some mistakes, in my judgment, so far in the campaign, the other side may feel they have an opportunity to pounce a little bit. So an awful lot does depend on how the non-aligned voters throughout the state, the non-supporters, perceive how these two people do.
And there will also be some intrigue regarding the 2015 Kentucky governor's race. Talk a little bit about what you're looking for from that standpoint.
Well, one, will Comer announce, as the agriculture commissioner and Republican is expected to do? Two, will the Attorney General, Mr. Conway, the Democrat, present himself well? Three, Mr. Heiner, the Republican, the only announced Republican so far, who cannot speak at Fancy Farm under the well-established rules. If he circulates well in the crowd, if he gets some media attention, that may bolster his campaign. It's a little more intrigue than substance, but hey, that's often worked.
Our guest this morning has been WUKY political blogger Ken Kurtz. And a programming reminder, you can hear a complete wrap-up of the Fancy Farm Picnic from KET's Bill Goodman and Renee Shaw Tuesday afternoon at 5 on WUKY HD2 and streaming at WUKY.org.